Proclamation number 8092 of 1st of February, 1962. Divine revelation for all I-conscious beings. You are offered a gift of love of immeasurable value, for it is a source of strength for countless souls on earth and in the kingdom of the beyond. All still imperfect beings lack strength and light. They are weak and darkened in spirit and therefore still in an unhappy state. And therefore strength and light must be supplied to them. They must be given gifts of love by me because they cannot liberate themselves from their wretched state. And that is why my strength constantly flows to all I-conscious beings when my address sounds out into infinity. It is only ever meant for my living creations, for the children who long for the Father's address, as well as for the beings which have not yet recognized me as Father and which I want to bring close to my fatherly heart. And thus every being will receive light and strength which allows itself to be illuminated by me, which happens in the form of my word conveyed to it. As soon as a being has gained a glimmer of realization, it is delighted when my word is sounded to it, and then it will also quickly ascend. Which applies to the human being on earth as well as to the souls in the beyond. And this cannot be otherwise, for my word is strength in itself and also has to become effective. The imparting of my word is a gift of grace which only ever requires the voluntary opening of the heart, for the being once rejected this illumination of my love and therefore free will must now be willing to accept it. But then the effect of my gift of grace will be inconceivable. For the wretched being will become blissfully happy again, as it was in the beginning, if only it lets me myself speak to it and then experiences my will and complies with it. However, people on earth pay too little attention to this gift of grace. Only rarely is the value recognized and these blessings consciously received. Only rarely does a heart open and allow light and strength to flow into it. Only rarely am I myself recognized as the original source of this best oracle of love. And only rarely do people prepare themselves as a receptacle into which my flow of love can flow, a blessing to the human being himself and to all souls surrounding him on earth, or also to spiritual beings which feel attracted as soon as my word sounds which beneficially touches them. I truly care for all my creations which once came forth from me. I know what they lack, why they have become wretched, and I also know in what way they can be helped. They once voluntarily separated from me and thereby entered a state which cannot be called blissful. Yet again and again I bestow gifts of grace of my love upon them, and it only depends on them whether their state will improve, for whatever I offer my living creations will only ever be for their salvation, it will only ever help them to attain their former perfection again. Yet every gift of grace of my love has to be voluntarily accepted, only then can it become effective. Only then can light and strength flow to the being again, and then it will also take the path to me again because it recognizes me in the light which now shines upon it. The connection was broken by the being itself, but I re-establish the connection with it. Yet my living creation shall not approach me under compulsion but I myself reveal myself to it so that it will recognize me and learn to love me and then voluntarily hand itself over to me. And then my creatures return as, my child is also assured. Every address on my part is a revelation, for I convey knowledge to you humans which all I-conscious beings in the universe also receive. And this knowledge gives all my living creations knowledge of their God and Creator, of their Father of Eternity. It gives them knowledge of my being and of their primordial relationship to me. And it illuminates the darkness which surrounds the once fallen being until the light shines to it from my source of strength and light for eternity. And where once light can radiate from me, there will be no more darkness forever. Where once I can speak to my living creations, there the wretched state will also change and one day bring unity with me again. For whoever accepts my gift of grace will be and remain blissfully happy forever. Amen.